Let us bow our head in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, prepare our hearts for prayer, our lips for your praise, and our soul for your truth. Fill us with reverence for all that belongs to your holy name, your house, your worship, your word, that we may seek you with our whole heart through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A very good morning to you all, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Last Sunday, Reverend Christopher Chan expounded the spiritual reality expressed in the sacrament of baptisms from Colossians 2, that is, outward signs of inward grace. It addresses the issues of the life and death of the Christian's spiritual and physical lives. That indeed is possible because of the works of Jesus Christ on the cross, who gave us the divine life for us through his grace and his love. This Sunday, Paul helps us to realize what it means to be raised with Christ in his resurrections by placing two contrast images before us, namely, old, new, earthly, heavenly. A German theologian, Karl Reiners, writes, I quote, "In the resurrections, there those two realities, that is, incarnation and crucifixion, were transposed by an irreversible promise of salvation, whereby the created will be unfolded back into the life of the creator, whereby the created will be unfolded back into the life of creator." Along with the logic of the Karl Reiner, to understand the reality of resurrected life now on earth, Paul gave the title of devotions for Christ, that is, Christ, our lives. So like Paul, we need to ask ourselves, my brothers and sisters, the question is Christ our lives? Is Christ your lives and my lives, my brothers and sisters? Sometimes we may hear people say, music is my life, sport is my life, work is our life. Think about this, when you go to a wedding, the couple may come and say, that man is my life, that woman is my life. Maybe you might say yourself to your spouse that he or she is your life. Is that the way you and me are with Christ? Is Christ really our lives? For Paul, it is sure Christ is Paul's life. It is very dear to Paul's heart. He said, For to me, living is Christ. Philippians 1:21. Yet again, it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Galatians 2:20. For Paul, if Christ is our life, set our heart and our mind on the things which are above, not the things on the world. So the word from the Lord for us today, my brother and sister, is if Christ is our life, set our hearts and our minds on the things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, ruling the whole universe. I think Paul literally means it, setting our heart and our mind on the things which are above, while he is writing these Colossians from the prison cells. Why do I say this? Paul saw the stoning of the first martyr, St. Stephen, while he was looking after the garments, those who stoned Stephen leaned at his feet. He also witnessed that Stephen was gazing into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus at the right hand of God. Stephen proclaimed the truth, the faith, while keeping his eye on Jesus as he was dying. It's like Stephen and Paul, we are to keep our eyes on that which is above, where Jesus Christ is, so that Jesus will guide us through in the storm of life in this world, especially in these seasons of pandemic. Now, Paul makes crystal clear the things that are above and the things that are on earth for Christians in Colossae, basically for us. We have to know the differences between them, chooses, and choose that which is above. Our lives are shaped by our choice. Every day is woven out of our choices. Always asks God's grace to choose our Lord Jesus Christ, not even in the little things that lead us away from Him. Our choices are like the most complex computer programs, come down to the little zeros and ones. This way or that way. Our life is woven out of small choices, things above or things below. So if our Christ, if Christ, our lives, put death to the old self, as Paul says, here you can follow the slides. Putting death, what is earthly in us? Firstly, sexual immorality. It means here, sexual relationship before marriage and outside marriage, which are normally accepted in an Asian world. Their sexual appetite was regarded to be gratified and not to be controlled. Secondly, impurity. It highlights the contamination of character by immoral behavior. Thirdly, passion here translated, but most of the translation is lust. It means here any overmastering passions. An evil desire is a neutral word, which is a state of logically precedes lust or passions. Fifth, covetousness, which means desire to have more and more, which desire cannot be satisfied. Paul ruthlessly says covetousness as idolatry. Why? The essence of idolatry is desire to have more. Anglican priest C.F.G. Moule writes, I quote, "Idolatry is an attempt to use God for man's purpose rather than to give oneself to God's service." So idolatry is simply opposite desire to give. So above, upon all such things, the wrath of God is coming. Paul warns us clearly. Paul does not portray the wrath of God as a very angry God who want to punish human sins and forcing them to pay their sins. But rather it means God turning sinners over to themselves, which we can find in Romans 1, 24 to 26. Paul understands God's wrath as a deliberate act of God by giving over, or God allow them to suffer destructions. If Christ, our life, my brothers and sisters, put off our old clothes, as Paul yet again warns us. What are the old clothes? Anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talks from our mouth. Anger and wrath, which means long-lasting, slow-burning anger and the burst of temper, respectively. Both are forbidden for Christians. Malice here means evil intended to cause hurt. Slander means the speech which put malice into practice, especially dishonoring God Himself. Or the obscene talks here, it means which contaminates both speaker and hearer. The last three things are related to our speech, our tongue. Okay, then what it means to be a new being? So on our fingertip, in a moment you will be able to watch a TV or a program about people trying to become a new being, such as to lose weight or undergo a plastic surgery or six-pack workout, a new way of dressing. We are invited to follow these people to take on the new self. But however, it is totally different here what Paul describes here. Simply, that are external changes, whereas here is a transformation from inside. Paul reminds us that we become new being inside when we have been raised with Christ. It means we are being renewed in the knowledge after the image of our Creator, God Himself. If then we are becoming a new creation in Christ, Paul reminds these things. There is no Greek or no Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave nor free. Christ is all in all. In Christ, all barriers are broken down. One scholar pointed out, I quote, "All barriers are broken down, such as barrier which come from birth and nationality, barrier which come from ceremonial and unceremonial, in this case it's circumcision and uncircumcision, barriers between cultural and uncultured, barriers between class and class, today is very prominent, slave free, employer, employee, rich, poor." So the second point here is, if Christ our life, Paul encourages us to put on the new selves. What are the new selves? You can follow the slides again. First thing, he begins with the compassionate heart. It really means here is mercy, which is a Christian virtue. Mercy is a journey with someone to pull them out of their depths of their despair, to give them a sense of hope and purpose in life. What about kindness and humility? Kindness is a Christ-like attitude towards others, whereas humility is Christ-like attitude towards oneself. Meekness is a humble gentleness or one approach to other people, whereby patience is a humble kindness on one's reaction to other people. Paul commands here, forbear and forgive, because God forgave us, so we must forgive others. Above all, put on love, which is the bond, hold everything together. It's like a super glue for all virtues above in an unbreakable fellowship. Paul urges to allow the peace of Christ rule in our hearts here. If so, our decisions will always keep us in the love. It is very important for communal living aspect of Christian community, because we all are called in one body, one Christ, Jesus Christ Himself. Additionally, the word of Christ, which is embodied in our midst, is the center of teaching and admonishing one another in that community. So in all, Paul, Christians are to worship Jesus Christ with a heart of thankfulness by singing psalms, hymns, spiritual song. Interestingly, Pliny the Roman historian writes, I quote, "They met at dawn to sing a hymn to Christ as God." They met at dawn to sing a hymn to Christ as God. Generation from generations, Christians sing praises to God. Even in the pandemic, we sing praises to God in our heart, because God alone is praiseworthy. Finally, Paul gave the rules of thumbs for Christian living. That is, everything we do, everything we say, we should be said and we should be done in the name of Jesus. It will be practiced in every household at every stages of life. The subsequent weeks, the preacher will preach on that. So what is our response, my brothers and sisters, if Christ is our lives? We are living in a world where it's a self-centered, egoistical, ungrateful. To be raised with Christ, we are called to live as a new being, to live drastically different by giving up the things of the ways of the world, as we heard from Paul. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talks. These make us leprous. If Christ is our life, Christ can cure such things of the earth, as we can see in the 10 lepers crying out, "Jesus Christ, have mercy on us," in the Gospel according to Luke. Just like the 10 lepers who came to Jesus, he cured them. But just like one Samaritan leper who turned back to Jesus Christ after he is cleaned. This is also for us too. We need to turn back to God, our Lord Jesus Christ, again, 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 and yet again, with a thankful heart and praising his holy name. He alone can cure our deepest wound. He alone can fill us our deepest desire. So, my brother and sister, all good things come from God, and of our own do we give back to God. Such good things are like compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiveness, and love. With thankful heart, loving God and our neighbors, even our neighbor is our enemy. My brothers and sisters, do not let the culture of the world enculturing you, but rather live out the culture Jesus set for us, for his followers, and engage the culture around us, even though you find yourself awkward, weird, or lonely. You can do one thing to raise with Christ, that is every day when you look at the mirror into yourself, ask yourself these questions. Is Christ my life? If Christ my life, then set our hearts and our minds on the things which is above, not the things of the earth. At the same time, think about this. The new clothes that Paul wants you to wear today onwards. Or if you find yourself with old clothes in yourself, then you choose to put off on that day onward. So you can cultivate this habit of your life. So set our hearts and our minds on the things which are above, where Christ is. If Christ is our life. So here it comes to the end of my homily. Having heard from the word from the Lord for us today is, if Christ our life, set our hearts and our minds on Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. So let us respond with this song called, "For Me to Live is Christ, to Die is Gain."
For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. To hold his hand and walk his narrow way, there is no peace, no joy, no thrill, like walking in his will. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Now once my heart was full of sin and shame, till someone told me Jesus came to save. When he said, "Come home to me," he set my poor heart free. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Now there are things that I still do not know, but of this one thing I'm completely sure. He who called me on that day washed all my sins away. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. day. There is no peace, no joy, no thrill, like walking in His will. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Let us pray. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.